There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, settle in, people. This is going to be a wild one with the week of football we just had. A little break from Tigers. It's time for the Big Ten Power Rank.
Mike, we're doing this. I was ready to pull the plug and switch over to national, but I was told from a higher voice from above, you will do this week and you will like it. So, here we go.
Rico, listen to God.
Coming in, Purdue.
I was going to say, who are the four that are the irredeemables that did not make the power rank?
It's safe to say it's kind of like on Wheel of Fortune. Purdue, UCLA, and Northwestern are always just going to be the ones that are going to be flipped over.
Oof. Purdue, you know, Rico, Purdue's got the earmarkings of a team that quit.
Yeah.
They're not just losing. They're losing by 50. They've already fired Graham Harrell, their OC.
Yeah.
I would leave it to you to tell me. You know every player on the team. They look like a team that quit.
Yeah, I think Purdue's about to get raided. Any good players they have will be trying to get taken out of the portal. I think they're going to fire their coach at the end of the year, even though it's year two for him.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's an unmitigated disaster right now.
UCLA.
We're in L.A. with USC. Whoopee cushion.
I think we kind of knew from the second Deshaun stepped up to the podium, this is going to be a bad year.
Woof. And Northwestern, forget it. Who's the fourth team before we get to the teams we care about?
Fourth team would be the University of Maryland.
I like turtles. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, they stink. And it makes Michigan State's. Thanks, kid. All right, let's go.
And the only reason they're out and this team is at 14 because this team beat the University of Maryland at 14, Michigan State University.
I mean, there's moments they look functional. They try hard. They just suck. They can't stop turning the football over. I think they're still going to beat somebody. They got no business beating somewhere on this schedule. Might be Iowa or Michigan or I don't know. They're going to beat someone they shouldn't beat because you can see signs of upside. But mercy. Mercy with these turnovers. Rico, I blame you.
No, but a lot of it, I do wonder, man, if they would have played an easier schedule, would we sit here and say, hey, you know what, this team's pretty good, but the fact that you played two top five teams in 6 days, one flying out to the West Coast.
Yep. We're going to find out. It is. Yeah. That's the short answer. We're going to find out soon enough. Go ahead. Next.
At 13, we have the University of Southern California. They got a home game against Penn State this weekend, but this team was at one point was in the top three. They've dropped all the way down to 13 because they're just not that good.
USC and Michigan are the Spider-Man meme. They're the same team. I mean, they do things differently, but it's the same result. They're just not good.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have a fancy logo and a big fan base and lots of money. Doesn't mean you're any damn good. Yeah. USC losing to a guy who dresses like a barber? Unforgivable.
At number 12, we have the University of Iowa, and they're losing their wide receiver.
Yep.
For some offseason things. He's entering into the portal. The crowd is upset. They're getting angry and want a new quarterback because they don't like Cade anymore.
Well, look, here's the deal. You change the offensive coordinator, you've got somewhat of a functioning offense. But the problem is still, when Iowa plays real teams that aren't in the Big Ten West, that is no more, they just look wholly inferior. How long are you going to stay with old man Ferentz? Enough's enough, dude. He's 100.
Yeah, because you know what? Here's the thing. His buyout is not that great anymore that you could afford it. Because it used to be like, man, you're going to pay this man $20 million. That was like 20 years ago. It's probably down to like 50 cents. You could walk away from him.
Look, and in the new Big Ten, I just don't think they're going to be relevant.
Mike, I don't either. I think that they were. That was a team that hated that the Big Ten went into just one division. Speaking of a team that hates the fact that the Big Ten now is one division, at number 11, the University of Wisconsin.
Gross. I mean, I would take Iowa to beat them, but I understand they had a great performance against Purdue. I still don't get the fit with Phil Longo being the OC up there and running the spread. And
nothing makes sense.
It doesn't. I'll leave it alone. I'm not going to stress out over who's 11. Go ahead.
At number 10, we go to the city of Ann Arbor. We have the University of Michigan, fresh off of their loss at UW.
Argue it. That's right. No, I want anyone who's butthurt by that to argue it. This team blows. Yeah. Tommy Schuster, MSU's backup, has more passing yards than anyone you've put out on the field at quarterback this year. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You can't throw it. And by the way, you don't believe me that you blow? All right, here's what they think about you. Shout out Ice Cube. Here we go. Ready?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Michigan's passing defense this year. Oh, Will Johnson, tell your friends. 115th nationally in passing yards allowed per game. 79th in opponent pass completion percentage. 131st in opponent pass completions. 132nd opponent pass attempts. 116th opponent passing touchdowns per game. And 115th in America in first downs allowed via the pass per game at 12.5.
Oh, you missed one, Mike. Bro. You missed one. 133rd out of 134 teams in passes completed over 10 yards or more.
Boom. That's Wink Martindale, people. I've lived it with the Giants. Now you're stuck with them. Hope you enjoy the shades.
At number 9, we go to the Barber College themselves, Minnesota. 3-3. They're taking on UCLA at UCLA. So that may actually be a victory for them, and they may move up in next week's poll if we do next week's poll.
Yeah, that's fine. They've decided they can throw the ball. They played a gutty game at home, and they won. But P.J. Fleck is still a boner. Carry on.
At number 8, Jetfish and Washington Huskies, 4-2. They're at Iowa this weekend.
Yeah, look, it's... better figure it out with your kicker. And this is a team that should be at least one game better. I mean, they blew the Rutgers game seven ways to Sunday. And you can make a case, one stop, they win against Wazoo. Good game plan. They're more physical than people give them credit for. They're balanced. They have a running game. And Will Rogers, as a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, you know, Damon Williams will take the job over next year. Will Rogers can execute the offense. They're pesky.
And for the sake of time, at 7, Rutgers 4-1, 6, Nebraska 5-1, and at number 5, Illinois at 4-1.
All right, who out of those three, Rico, do you believe the least in?
Who do I believe the least in?
Mm-hmm.
It's still Rutgers.
You son of a...
No, you know what?
Okay.
No, no, we talked about Michigan State and the schedule. Rutgers' schedule, I wonder if they are just, because of their schedule, they look so good. Because they really haven't played any tough teams.
Two words. Mm-hmm. Shiano's chin. Come on. He looks like Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene. You have to respect a man with that level of chin. Carry on.
I was going to say something, but it would end up being a drop.
Nope. Nope.
Daddy, is that a...
You stop it right now. And I know the reference, and I appreciate it. Carry on.
At number 4, it's Penn State. They're 5-0. They're at USC this weekend. And apparently, Mike, they need a bigger runway because they are flying in a heavier plane. This is actually a concern from James Franklin.
Listen, my concern for James Franklin is 2 weeks in a row, your team looked like Randy in A Christmas Story and just played with your food. Not impressive against Illinois, even though they dominated metrically, and not impressive against UCLA, even though they dominated metrically. We'll find out more. But again, is USC any good? The only reason I have doubts, Big Ten team, Eastern time zone, flying out west. You know the record. You know what happens.
Oh, yeah. At number 3, Michael, this one's just for you.
Yes.
Coach Cignetti, the Indiana Hoosiers sitting there at 6-0. They're on a bye this week.
That a baby. Listen, it's my best call to summer. Cignetti is a psychopath, and he's a winner. And he has Indiana football. He doesn't just win people. He covers.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's a beast. I'll tell you right now, unless there's like injuries or something crazy, Rico, I think they're going to be favored over U of M.
Mike, they will be. And here's what argues.
Wait a second, Kamala. I'm telling you facts.
It angers me that if Michigan played the Indiana schedule and was 6-0, they would be like
number one in America.
Yeah, 2 or 3 in the country.
But Goulet. They did.
At 2, Ohio State 5-0. They're going to be playing Oregon. Oregon is number 1 in this week's poll.
Not bickering over it. Just tell you. OSU's a 3.5-point road favorite. You do what you want. I don't have a big opinion on the game.
Wait.
You got an early lean?
We got Cast a Ticket. I gave my information from Cast a Ticket.
Okay. Well, that'll happen a little later on. 6-2 this past weekend. We had a nice week.
You're bouncing
very
back.
Nice. We are okay. We're stabilizing. All right. Dono.
Hey, he showed up this weekend.
Yeah, he's great when no one touches him. Let me tell you, no better back in the history of the sport when there's no decision to be made, and no one touches you. Hall of Famer.
Michigan is a 2.5-point favorite against BYU this weekend.
Next. That is your Big Ten power rank.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!